All right, I'm sure you guys got the injury report. I'm sure you'll have questions as it evolves around that. But we had another good practice today. Got through it healthy. Answer any questions. We're just trying to make sure he gets to Sunday. You know, it's ankle. It's not a new injury or anything. We're just, like I said, making sure we get him to Sunday.
So if you call it maintenance on the injury, on the surgery?
Pretty much. Well, I think, again, it was his first experience, in a regular season game. That's a better question for him, I think. But based on what I've seen, I think there's probably a couple situations that, were learning experiences for him. I think he'll build on that. I mean, based on what I've seen, he's, a pretty even-keeled guy. He's not too big. He's extremely accurate. Then just some of the decision-making things that you learn really by playing, regardless of the position, and particularly a quarterback.
How would you compare what Akeem is giving you now compared to maybe the player that got here a year ago or a year and a half ago?
Well, I think, between his coaches and himself, it's been a lot of hard work, and so I've seen improvement, both the knowledge of the game, knowledge of our scheme, and play him faster. I think he's a big, powerful guy. Pad level's always important. You're more powerful when, your pads are lower. I've seen him develop really in both his run-stopping ability as well as the pass rush.
What stands out to you about his personality, just getting to know the guy?
I like him. He's a vocal guy. I think he's got a good personality. I think guys gravitate to him. I call him an enforcer because really good teams I've been around, a lot of that leadership happens to be bigger people, and they tend to carry a little more weight, and not literally.
With the national anthem issue being one that seemingly has new layers every week, how have you dealt with your locker room and keeping your arms around the whole situation?
Well, I think I've been very, very impressed and proud of the way our guys have handled it. I think all of us are better off when we're united in whatever we do, regardless of what the issues are. I think when things get divided, both sides throw gas on it. I don't think that helps anything. So I think love goes way further than hate, at least in my experience.
Have any players approached you?
I talk with our players a lot. I think I have good relationships with, really our whole locker room. So we have conversations. I don't know that we've really directed them one way or the other. I think, back to kind of what I just said to you is really kind of my thoughts on it. And I've been very proud and happy about the way our guys have handled it.
John, what were your discussions been with ownership in regards to the commissioners sending memos and just staying on the same page with all the stuff that comes from the league?
Really not much. I haven't had a lot of discussions about it. I think we're football coaches and football players and football staff people. I don't think anybody's running for office anywhere. I think, we're here to play football. And so I'd rather all our focus be on that. It's a hard profession. We all get compensated really well to do it. And that's where our focus should be.
What stands out to you on the Ravens?
I think they're pretty complex scheme. They do a lot of things, regardless of situationally. They do a lot. They have some veteran guys that tie it together. I think they've been that way for a long time. We competed against a lot of them in the past. They have good players that are opportunistic. I think, You know, they had a bunch of takeaways on defense, which, you know, obviously helps your offense. You know, they've got a good blend of youth and experience, you know, whether it's in whatever level of their defense. I always think it's important because communication is key, you know, especially when, you know, it's playing such a fast game. So that's kind of my first impressions.
Given McPhee's injury history, to what extent do you have to monitor, do you feel you have to monitor how he handles the increased snap counts with Young out?
Not really. You know, I mean, that's way more scientific than I am. You know, I think he gets enough practice to be able to keep his skills honed and have our game plan down for that particular week, and it adjusts each week. You know, and you just get a feel for the game, you know, whether it's conditioning. You know, we have, you know, a guy might be a starter, all right, but you have a wave of guys that play, you know, on defense. So, in particularly up front in the front seven, especially if you're a pass rusher. So, you know, whether a guy gets 25 or 35, I'm more concerned about the productivity of it than really the number.
So that a wear and tear concern?
Well, I mean, this game's kind of wears and tears on you anyways, you know, so, but not.
Who's had knee injuries to both knees, it would seem maybe more susceptible to wear and tear.
I don't really look at it that way. You know, they kind of are what they are. They're where they are right now, and you know, what they've been before. You don't spend a lot of time dealing with that. You know, just kind of deal with the present, and I'm pleased with where he is presently.
John, you've been with a long time. Short of silent count and just the X's and O's of things, in a rookie's first road start, what are the kind of the psychological challenges getting him ready to go into a place that might be a little intimidating?
Well, what we try to do is create the environment. You know, whether it's crowd noise, you know, operating when you can't really hear, you know, there's visual signals as well as verbal calls. You know, but that's true of every team, I think. So you just try to put them in the environment the best you can to prepare them, you know. And crowd noise does mess with you. I mean, it's harder to play on the road. There's no doubt about it. But old movie I learned, there's no place like home. But I think, you know, so you just try to create that environment the best you can. You know, give them the looks. You know, and they do a good job of that. You know, they always have of, you know, giving you unscouted looks and see how you react and try to discombobulate you. And, you know, we'll do our best to deal with that. And I think we have a good plan.
What have you seen from Kyle Fuller this year? Anything catch your eye about how he's
playing? Well, I mean, he's been healthy. You know, I think last year was frustrating. I've mentioned this before. I mean, it's frustrating for everybody. I mean, the player to start with. You know, you work too hard and put too much time in this to not be able to play. You know, it's a lot of work, a lot of preparation, a lot of practice, a lot of off-season conditioning. So I think, you know, I think the fact that he's healthy, you know, that is why he's been way more productive.
Good.
All right. Thank you.